Okay, it's 5, it's shut off.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about depressed.
So am I.
Okay. Post EVA configuration, white dot dot, EVA decal.
Okay, checking.
EVA clock shows a duration of 7 hours, 12 minutes, 13 seconds.
And look.
It counted until the pressure reached 3.5 pounds in the limb.
White dot. Okay, they're all out here. Boy, it just feels good to get soft to. Oh, my hands.
Okay, they're all out here.
Okay. Okay, I'm 16. Suit fan number 2 closed.
Suit fan 2 closed.
And suit fan delta P closed.
Closed.
ECS caution watership component lights on.
Okay, ECS. I think it's on. Hard to see it.
Okay. Doctor gloves. Go on, comp panel. Hallelujah. Cabin stable, Houston. How's it look to you?
Looks good, Doug, 17. And I'd like you to know you had a 7-hour and 12-minute EVA from 3.5 to 3.5.
Well, until I get out of this suit, I'm still EVA.
Roger, and
good.
I think it's a tremendous job for what we might call a challenging EVA.
Bob, that's no pun. It really was. It really was.
I know it, man. I know it.
I tell you, I really wish you guys could have been here with us. You worked as hard at it as we did, if not harder. Harder, I think. Till today. Oh. You don't have a tub of hot water I can soak my hands in, do you? Wait till that dust hits the sweat of your hands. Oh. My gloves are off. Soft helmets with visors, lower shades, and stowed bra. Well, I guess the first thing is get this thing off. Oh, let me tell you.
Okay, and 17, Jack and Gene, I'm going to turn you over to Joe now. I'll be back in a while.
Okay, Bob, thank you for a job well done.
Well, job well done on your side, guys.
on a dump valve. I guess I can do that now. Again, that one's still safe. And that one's still safe.
Smells like gunpowder, just like the boy said.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Okay, descent water valve open. Oh, boy. I ran out of water out there. In the drinking time.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, descent water valve open.
Evening meal
eat period before retiring. And aboard the command module, we said goodnight to Ron Evans on the last revolution, the 18th revolution of the moon for the CSM. And we're just about to reacquire the command module now on its 19th revolution, presuming that Ron Evans will be asleep. During the EVA, Evans was primarily involved with running the lunar sounder experiment. This was one of the major activities aboard the command module. That experiment appeared to be functioning well, obtaining surface and subsurface data on the lunar stratigraphic sequences and structure. We have a change of shift briefing, which will begin in a little less than 15 minutes in the News Center briefing room, Building 1.
Hello, Houston, do you read Challenger on LEFCOM?
Okay, Challenger, this is Houston, reading you 5-5.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and charge up the, let's see, the LMP split.
We copy.
Hello, Houston, the recharge on the LMP, 95%.
Copy that.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 37 minutes. The participants for the change of shift press briefing are now on their way to the briefing room in Building 1. That conference should begin shortly. Here in Mission Control, Flight Director Gene Status, or Gene Kranz, rather, has gotten a status from his flight controllers on both vehicles, both Challenger and America. And both spacecraft appear to be in very good shape at this time. Aboard Challenger on the lunar surface, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt will now be involved in getting out of their spacesuits, getting the spacecraft cleaned up, ready for their sleep period, and we expect to debrief them on the first EVA in about 15 minutes. Ron Evans now into his scheduled rest period. America in the 19th revolution of the moon at the present time. And during our change of shift briefing, we'll be recording any conversation with the crew on the lunar surface for playback immediately following that briefing. At 124 hours, 38 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Hello, Houston, it's CDR with a recharge of 93%.
Sounds good, Gino.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 44 minutes. Our post-EVA press briefing is ready to begin at this time, so we'll switch to the MSC News Center briefing room. This is Apollo Control at 125 hours, 10 minutes. Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan aboard Challenger on the lunar surface have been involved in getting the portable life support systems recharged for tomorrow's EVA, and we're planning to debrief them on the first EVA shortly. They are then scheduled to continue getting the LEM cabin configured for sleep. They have some time set aside to eat, and we hope to get them into their sleep period at the time called for on the flight plan, which is a little less than 3 hours from now. During the change of shift briefing, we accumulated a small amount of taped conversation with the crew. We'll play that back now and then continue to stand by live.
Okay, Houston,
OPS pressures, LMP 6100 and CDR 5900.
Thank you, Jack.
Joe, we're changing the cartridge out at my place. We got the battery changed.
Okay, Gino, thank you.
You don't have a cold something or other, do you?
I'm sorry you even mentioned it.
We could think about it, can't we?
Mercy, yes.
Hey, does Captain America know all about this?
Roger, Jack, he does. He's been fully advised, and his response is he's sound asleep now.
Yeah, I forgot he was going to bed before we did today. Did he have a good day up there?
He surely did. Fine day. And I want to make the observation as a casual bystander, it was a real pleasure to watch your EVA unfold down here.
Thank you, Joe. I think you're more than a casual bystander, though. Hey, Joe, we got one and three, or correction, one's replaced the threes and two's replaced the fours on the plis.
We copy.
Joe, we're in Orion Tom, a 3-3 now.
Roger.
That completes our tape playback. We'll stand by live now.
Joe, back, collection back two is 16.
Thank you.
And the SRC is 32 pounds.
Copy, 32 pounds.
Okay, Joe, the heater's on for the dump.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, the circuit breakers are verified on both 11 and 16, with the exception of the line heater.
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Houston, we're going to turn the biomed off.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Gene Cernan's report that he was disconnecting his biomedical harness tells us that he and Jack Schmidt are in the process of getting out of their pressure suits. And that puts them about 25 minutes behind the flight plan timeline. However, there is a fair amount of pad built into the flight plan during this period of time, up through the eat period and the beginning of their sleep period. And we do expect to get them to bed on time. We also earlier got a report from them on the weights, the sample weights, in sample collection bag number two, and also in the sample return container, the rock box that was brought back aboard the lunar module. They reported 16 pounds for the sample collection bag and 32 pounds for the rock box. These are gross weights, and we'll be coming up with net weights based on the estimated weight of the containers and other equipment, or usually packing equipment and so on, stowed in the rock boxes. And as soon as we have a net weight for the samples, we'll be passing that along. The next activity scheduled in the flight plan is the EVA debriefing. And we expect that will be occurring in the next 30 to 45 minutes.